Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Are you still sleepy?
Nope, I'm feeling much better.
Good, then let's go over yesterday's article for our students.
That might make me sleepy again, but I'll try.
Okay, we're talking about how the way we sleep might be able to tell us about the kind of people we are.
For example, fetus sleepers are tough on the outside,but sensitive on the inside.
And starfish sleepers are loyal friends and good listeners, just like Erin.
Mm-hmm. And soldier sleepers are quiet and reserved. They take everything seriously.
We also learned that starfish and soldier sleepers probably snore more, too.
But those aren't the only sleeping positions we're going to talk about. We've got three more coming up today.
Wake up! Let's get started before Erin falls asleep again.
Reading. What your sleep says about you.
Do you have a hard time making decisions, but seldom change your mind once you do?You might sleep in the yearner position. Yearners sleep with their legs slightly bent and their heads angled downward. They often stretch out their arms as if they're begging for something. People who are outgoing and impulsive may sleep in the free fall position. These control freaks sleep on their stomachs and wrap their arms around their pillows.This position is hard on your back. If you sleep like this, put a pillow under your body to support your spine. Log sleepers, who sleep on their sides with their arms down straight, are easygoing and trusting. They get along well with others and enjoy participating in social activities. It's important to take the connection between personality traits and body language with a grain of salt. There is no scientific proof to indicate that your sleeping position determines the type of person you are. However, it's still possible to have fun matching your sleeping position with your personality type. What does your sleeping position say about you?
So, today's article starts out by saying, do you have a hard time making decisions, but seldom change your mind once you do? Okay, let's take a look at this phrase, have a hard time. We use this to say that we have a lot of problems doing something. For example, Mark has a hard time sharing his feelings with his girlfriend, which often makes her angry.
Somebody has a hard time doing something 代表的是某人做某事有困难。那我们还可以换很多的用法哦。比如说呢 ,somebody has difficulty doing something,、somebody has trouble doing something, or somebody has problems doing something.
Okay, so like us, we have trouble falling asleep.、We have a hard time falling asleep. Okay, so we also saw our first vocabulary word in that sentence.The adverb seldom is spelled S-E-L-D-O-M, seldom. Seldom means rarely or almost never. For example, it seldom snows in Taiwan's cities because it doesn't get cold enough there.
Seldom 就是 rarely, 很少几乎没有的意思只比 never 从来不再多一点点 Wait Erin,、I do have a hard time making decisions
Okay.
And I seldom change my mind once I know exactly what I want to do What sleep position are we talking about here?
Well, the article is going to tell you what kind of person、you might be The article saysYou might sleep in the yearner position.
Yearner position, alright. So what is that position though?
Well, the article says yearners sleep with their legs slightly bent and their head angled downward. Now, the adverb slightly here is spelled S-L-I-G-H-T-L-Y, slightly, and it means a little.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this phone is slightly more expensive than that one. I think I'll buy the cheaper one.
Slightly 是一个副词，一些些，一点点，也就是 a little 的意思。
Okay, now it also says something about the way yearners put their heads. Can you help me explain that, Elsie?
Downward 是向下朝下的意思，所以 yearners 会把头往下放，朝下放，然后睡觉。那相反字呢，我们用的是 upward。
Mm-hmm.
I do sleep that like this, I guess.At least I can fall asleep more easily when I sleep like this.
Okay, so this is the sleeping position that you like.
And I do have the same personality.
Mm.
Now I believe in this theory more.
Okay.
So I'm a yearner? What does yearner mean, though?
Okay, we have one more thing to say about yearners. The article says, they often stretch out their arms as if they're begging for something. Now,This is how yearners get their names. Someone who yearns for something wants something very much.
I see. Yearn 的意思呢是渴望。When people are sleeping like this, it looks like they're begging, yearning for something, 渴望某个东西。That's why they're called yearners.
Mm-hmm.
这就是所谓的渴望者睡姿。
Okay, let's find out about our next sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
The article says...People who are outgoing and impulsive may sleep in the free fall position. Now, there are a couple of adjectives in that sentence that we need to talk about. What does outgoing mean, Elsie?
Outgoing? 外向活泼的 Are you outgoing?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
When I'm with my friends, I'm outgoing.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about impulsive?
Impulsive, 冲动的
Now, this is something I am not.
You are not impulsive?
No, I make decisions very carefully.
What if when you want to buy something, you will think about it for a long time?
I will probably think about it, yeah.
Okay. That's good.
It is. Now, these people are the opposite of quiet and reserved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the article tells us how they sleep. It says, these control freaks...sleep on their stomachs and wrap their arms around their pillows.
Control freak, 控制狂 So like, they sleep like this?
Mm-hmm. On their
face
stomach?
Face down?
They turn their heads to the side,
okay.
So they can breathe.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, so we saw the verb wrap in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled W-R-A-P, wrap.And if you wrap a part of your body around something, you use your body to hold that thing. For example, the little girl wrapped her legs around her father's neck while she sat on his shoulders.
Wrap, W-R-A-P, 字首的 W 是不发音的、
mm-hmm.
它是包裹包扎的意思。那常见的用法有什么呢比如说 to wrap one's arms around something,、
mm-hmm.
双臂抱住某物。那文章当中被抱住的东西是 pillows, 枕头。
Okay, there's something free fall sleepers should know though. The article says, this position is hard on your back.
So this can hurt your back.
Yep. The article also says, if you sleep like this, put a pillow under your body to support your spine.
Oh, so 要放枕头在身体下以支撑你的 spine, 脊椎?
Okay, so we've talked about yearners and free fall sleepers. Now, here's the last sleeper we're going to talk about. The article says...Okay, log sleepers who sleep on their sides with their arms down straight are easygoing and trusting.
Does that mean they sleep on top of one of their arms like this?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it does. Not many people sleep this way. It's actually really uncomfortable.
What else does it say about them?
It says they get along well with others.And enjoy participating in social activities. Now, let's take a look at this phrase, get along with somebody. This phrase means that you have a friendly relationship with someone. For example, I get along well with my coworkers. Everyone in the office is friendly.
A get along well with B 代表 AB 两个人呢相处相当融洽。
Okay, now we also saw the verb participate here. It's spelled P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-A-T-E, participate. Participate means that you are involved with something that other people are doing. For example, do you want to participate in the activity? I think it will be fun.
Participate, 参加、加入 Participate in an activity, 也就是 join in an activity 的意思、
mm-hmm. We can also say take part
也可以说 take part in 所以总共有三种用法、mm-hmm. 同学们都可以记起来
Okay, now we've talked about all the sleeping positions But there's something important everyone should know The article says It's important to take the connectionBetween personality traits and body language with a grain of salt.
所以呢，一个人的 personality trait 个性特质和 body language 身体语言虽然有关联，但可不要太在意哦。
Okay, before we go any further, let's take a quick break to find out what today's shortcut for you, take with a grain of salt, means.
Shortcut for you.
Are you ready to order, sir?
Can you tell me about today's specials?
Sure, it's pig's blood cake.
Pig's blood cake? That doesn't sound good.
It's the best thing you will ever taste.
You said that about that smelly tofu dish last time. I'll have to take what you say with a grain of salt.
You want extra salt? No problem.
No! No extra salt! To take something with a grain of salt means to consider something not to be completely true or right.
So take something with a grain of salt means 半信半疑不完全相信 You mean you don't believe me?
I believed you last time, but I really didn't like that smelly tofu.
Fine, so will you try the pig's blood cake?
All right, and since you've been so helpful, I'm thinking about leaving you a big tip.
And I think I'll take that with a grain of salt. You didn't leave me anything that time.
Welcome back, everybody. So, we learned that you don't need to believe everything you hear. That's why the article says, there is no scientific proof to indicate that your sleeping position determines the type of person you are.Now, we see the noun proof here. It's spelled P-R-O-O-F, proof. Proof is any facts or information that will prove something is true. For example, the police have proof that this man stole Ruby's wallet.
Proof.是一个名词，证据等于 evidence 这个字。那刚刚 Aaron 老师有提到 prove, P-R-O-V-E, 那就是一个动词证明的动作了。I need to prove that I am innocent. 我要证明我是无辜的。
Okay, now, we also saw the verb determine here. It's spelled D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-E, determine. Here, determine means to be the cause,or the reason of something else. For example, the amount of people that sign up for the class will determine if it stays open or not.
Determine, 动词决定。常见的用法呢，我们可以说 somebody be determined to do something, 某人下定决心来做某事。I'm determined to finish my report tonight. 我今晚已下定决心要完成我的报告。
Okay, so...We know that there's no science to prove that these things are true, right? But the article also says, however, it's still possible to have fun matching your sleeping position with your personality type.
So even though we don't know if it's true, we can still have fun doing it.
Exactly. Okay, we've got one more sentence to finish up with, and that is...What does your sleeping position say about you?
And that's exactly what we are going to talk about in our For You chat.
You're right. Let's go there now.
For You chat.
Okay, welcome to today's For You chat. Like we talked about, we're going to discuss personality and sleeping positions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today's For You chat is describe the position you sleep in. Does it match your personality? Please explain your answer.
So for me, I sleep with my hands holding like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I'm a yearner, right?
Yep.
And I remember in the article it says that if you're a yearner, you spend more time making up a decision.
Mm-hmm.
But once you make up a decision, it's hard for you to change it.
Mm-hmm.
That just totally describes me.
Okay. So would you change your position? Like if you change to a different position, would you be able to fall asleep?
I don't think so. I only can fall asleep when I'm a yearner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you change it during the night.
Yes, I do change my position during the night. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I think I sleep like
free fall.
Free fall. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do sleep like that way in the morning.
Okay. Well, I don't really have a sleeping position that matches, but I do have a mix.
Oh, two kinds or three kinds?
Two kinds. And I always curl my legs up,
mm-hmm.
but like the free fall position, I wrap my arms around my pillow
mm-hmm.
and turn my head to the side.
So you are a fetus sleeper.
A fetus and a free fall.
And a free fall
mm-hmm.
sleeper.
So Ooh. I like to wrap my arms around my pillow, but I turn on my side to
mm-hmm.
do it, not on my stomach.
Mm-hmm. But does the article describe your personality?
Well, for the fetus position, you are tough on the outside,
mm-hmm.
but sensitive on the inside, and that doesn't really describe me at all. I'm very sensitive on the outside.
Oh, so what about the free fall?
Well, the free fall sleepers are control freaks.
Are you a control freak?
No, we did talk about this. They're impulsive and outgoing,
mm-hmm.
and that's only me sometimes.
Sometimes.
If any of these described me, it would probably be the one where you're very loyal, which I think is the
loyal one.
Is it the log one? The starfish.
Oh, starfish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, starfish.
But I am not a starfish at all.
But you are very loyal.
I am very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
So Elsie's personality matches her sleeping position, but mine doesn't at all. What about you guys? Talk about it with your friends and your classmates. Find out how they sleep and
mm-hmm.
it doesn't match their personality. But for now, that's all the time we've got. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
What your sleep says about you.
Do you have a hard time making decisions, but seldom change your mind once you do? You might sleep in the yearner position. Yearners sleep with their legs slightly bent and their heads angled downward. They often stretch out their arms as if they're begging for something. People who are outgoing and impulsive may sleep in the free fall position. These control freaks sleep on their stomachs and wrap their arms around their pillows. This position is hard on your back. If you sleep like this, put a pillow under your body to support your spine. Log sleepers, who sleep on their sides with their arms down straight, are easygoing and trusting. They get along well with others and enjoy participating in social activities. It's important to take the connection between personality traits and body language with a grain of salt. There is no scientific proof to indicate that your sleeping position determines the type of person you are. However, it's still possible to have fun matching your sleeping position with your personality type. What does your sleeping position say about you?
Vocabulary Review.
Seldom. Nathan seldom watches movies in the theater. He thinks it's too expensive. Slightly. It's slightly colder now than it was this morning. Wrap. Maya wraps her arms around her teddy bear when she's scared. Participate. Every student is encouraged to participate in the talent show. Proof. There is no proof that life currently exists on Mars. Determine. The weight of the turkey determines how long it needs to stay in the oven.